right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to a brand new show here on Radio Laurier, and it is called Sad Songs for Sad Women. And if you can't tell by the name, it's obviously songs that are sad for sad women and women identifying people. So I will be playing sad songs written by sad women or women identifying people going forward as a way of just creating another platform with my privilege by working here at the Radio Laurier station. So a little bit of background information about me is I'm actually the station manager here at Radio Laurier. I've been volunteering here going on 4 years, 4.5 years. I'm a student at Wilfrid Laurier. I'm in probably my fifth year. I've had to take part-time based on financial restraints, but we're almost here. We're almost at the finish line, and I've always been wanting a little bit of a platform to display all my sad tunes that fill up my sad life. And obviously, it's incredible. The more we can have women and women that perform and curate these beautiful ballads out at the forefront of any music scene and any radio station, we're all doing our jobs right. So that's been really important to me. And so I'm going to, throughout my shows, this is the last one until we go on a little bit of a break, I will be going into a little bit of information about all the women that and women identifying people that I have chosen for every song. I'll talk about the song a little bit of background information about either the group, the trio, the single performer, and we're gonna get into it. So the first song is gonna come from a band titled Girl Pool. So they're a music duo headed by Cleo Ticker and Harmony Trivedad. So their music operates in this beautiful but transient space, which makes it a little bit hard to place where they exactly fall in the contemporary music canon. And however, that provokes a very captivating and beautiful tone. So their harmonies are angled with huge guitars and a few orchestral breakdowns, and I've definitely swayed to a lot of their tunes. So I'm going to play one for you this afternoon, and it's going to be called Cut Your Bangs off of their album Chinatown. So please enjoy all that is Girl Pool. So that was our first tune, and that was Cut Your Bangs by Girl Pool. So as I've said, they're definitely incredible. I discovered them probably only about a month and a half ago and have had that song on repeat since, which has been really exciting. It's always amazing to find new artists, especially those that are female or female identifying, that are producing such raw ballads and such raw and emotional music, because hey, it's a great sad song for a great sad woman. And so we're gonna head into our next song. So it is by Cat Power. So Chan Marshall, who leads Cat Power, pens these really literate and emotionally revealing songs, with all of her performances revealing both strength and fragility. So there's this incredible juxtaposition between the two. And her earliest album came out all the way in 1996, which is incredible, and has reflected most of the influence of New York's experimental rock scene, but has since evolved into more of a folk, blues, and soul fusion, just based on environment and her experiences in the music scene altogether. So we're gonna jump into Say from Cat Power, coming from her Moonpix album. So stay tuned for that. So that was Cat Power with Say, and we're back with Sad Songs for Sad Women, a brand new show being hosted on RadioLaurier.com, and it'll be every single Monday at 3 p.m., but we are going on a bit of a break following my show and this week. So last shows are airing on December 2nd with And One, our newest NBA show, and The Basement, which is an incredible platform for marginalized groups and specifically hosted by the Association of Black Students. And we're very privileged to have them on our airwaves. So definitely stay tuned for the rest of the week's programming, because there's some fun stuff planned. But to get going with my own program, we are going to jump right into the next song, and that is from Gia Margaret. So she makes folk music and hand stitches it with subtle electronic embellishments and preserves the emotional ordeals like depression and transitions within a cushioned vocal melody. So in the song I'll be playing today, Groceries, she writes, "You took me in your arms and said, though it's not easy to see, there's always glimmer," she sings. And she reveals the album's title, "You Brought the Groceries and You Let the Light In." So she's essentially saying, even in the midst of a terrible year or a terrible time, the mundane experiences of having someone else buy your groceries can be enough to sustain hope. And especially with all the sad women that I hope are listening today, and with myself, that definitely resonates with me. And so it can get down into the very mundane and very boring and daily and monotonous tasks that someone does for you that can activate and, I guess, reactivate the sense of hope going forward. And so I think that really runs through most of her album. So here's Groceries by Gia Margaret off of her album, There's Always Glimmer. All right, so that was Groceries by Gia Margaret. And it's exceptionally moody and a bit, it just pulls on every heartstring that I may or may not have. And it is like the quintessential song for sad women. So I hope you enjoyed that. We're gonna head into our next artist titled Kississippi, spelt like Mississippi, so that one's an easy one to remember. So they're a darkly textured indie rock combo with a reflective tone, and this project's coming all the way out of Philadelphia with singer-songwriter Zoe Reynolds, which is incredibly exciting. I actually was supposed to see them a couple months ago and didn't, but was super surprised to find that they are touring soon and are within reach because she presents an incredibly specific and unique sound. And it's really, really exciting for those passionate about female leads. So I am going to head into Dogmas off their album, We All Have No Future, We're All Doomed. Again, aligning with the theme, sad songs. And this will be followed by Easier to Love off their 2018 album, Sunset Blush. So please enjoy these two tunes. So that was Dogmas and Easier to Love by Kississippi. And so, yeah, that, again, it was a relatively new find, only having found them maybe a couple months ago. And I was instantly just captivated by their sound. And so it was really easy for me to involve them in this series of sad songs. So we're going to head into one of my all-time overarching, most amazing, an Australian-based punk trio. So they're headed by Melbourne native Georgia Mack and joined by Kelly Helmrich on bass and Sarah Thompson on drums. Their name is Camp Cope. I actually saw them in Toronto after I'd just gotten off a flight from Fredericton, hadn't slept in forever, and I like pawed through the crowd and made it to the stage, which is incredible. If you have ever been to the front of a stage of your favorite band, then you'll know it's one of the most transcendental experiences ever. And I can't even vocalize how amazing it was because, you know, it's without words. And so, yeah, I mean, my friend, a friend of a friend of a friend introduced me to them, and I've been eternally grateful for that because otherwise I might not have discovered them. However, they did gain a lot of traction within North America during that really, really long North American tour over the summer. So that was really incredible. And so since their formation in 2015, Camp Cope has swiftly pulled the rug out from under the institutionalized sexism that they faced in and throughout their self-titled 2016 EP and LP. So in their latest album, How to Socialize and Make Friends, they're essentially pointing fingers at the sexist music industry hurdles on the opener or the screwed up power dynamics on the title track and calling out all the sexism, all the bigotry and some of the assault in the music scene as they witnessed it. And in the song that I'll be playing, The Face of God, Georgia talks about her own experience with sexual assault. And if you really, really turn the volume up and listen to the depth which these lyrics reach, I mean, I've been brought to tears, like, screaming alongside it in the car. And I think it's incredibly relatable, unfortunately, to a lot of women, especially in this time of Me Too and this unfortunate political climate we are in. So it's incredibly important what they're doing in the music scene, especially in the punk music scene, which has historically been dominated by white cis men. And so I'm incredibly happy to welcome them onto the show, as they definitely fit the overarching theme of Sad Songs for Sad Women. And so, yeah, I mean, with the lead vocalist, Georgia Mack, she's incredible. She definitely, within and throughout the show that I had seen in Toronto, she made it a point to make their journey and their desires and their what they wish for the music scene very clear, and the difficulties that they've experienced as women in that scene. And so you'll definitely see that throughout the tracks that I'll be playing. I was originally going to be playing only two, but I actually am going to include the third song in there just to contextualize a little bit about what I'm talking about. And so in an interview with Stereo Gum, Georgia had said, I would love to have that ability to be able to play a festival and feel comfortable, respected, safe, and happy. But we have to do what we have to do. If that comes at the expense of people's opinions or us losing a part of our audience, it's fine. It's worth it. And so she makes it abundantly clear that she really does feel and really has to vocalize her experiences within festivals and throughout her entire music career, despite it may having, like, compromising a portion of her audience, because her message is way more important than a few opinions. And despite those opinions, and despite the continued hardship that the band themselves experiences in the face of those honest transgressions. And so I can respect that. And that just means you're a badass. So yeah, playing two, actually three, as I said, songs from them. So it's a single called Keep Growing, which I love, which goes against all these patriarchal assumptions, and it's continuing to grow despite that dialogue and that narrative. And I'm also going to be playing, like I said, The Face of God, and also from the opener. So it's a fantastic album, How to Socialize and Make Friends. It's incredible. They just came out with it, and so I urge you all to download it and scream along to them, just as I do in my car far too often. I feel it is an incredible feat by any artist, but especially an Australian trio in a punk band, to be able to evoke such emotion and such passion within their listeners, and to have them have the ability to, like, make me, like, be wanting to continue to play the album repeatedly, despite it maybe having been heard so many other times. And it just doesn't, essentially what I'm trying to get at is that it doesn't tire you. It's infinite, and it's incredible feats. So I'm going to start that and stop babbling, because it's just too much. So here we go with Keep Growing, followed by The Face of God, and ended with the opener. All right, that was a pretty big musical break, but that band, Camp Cope, definitely demands that much of a presence on my show, because they've definitely earned it. So I really hope that you took the time to listen to and really absorb all those really tough and really well-written and thoroughly thought-through lyrics, because it's incredibly important. And that being said, we are going to move on to our next artist, which is Snail Mail. So they grew up in Baltimore in a suburb. So Jordan, the lead, began classical guitar training at about age 5, and later writing her first audacious songs as Snail Mail. So she frequented a lot of local shows. She easily embedded herself within the local music scene and just the crowd there. And this essentially acted as the impetus for forming the band Snail Mail. So since its origin, she has now toured the country, headlining her own tour, and even participated in a round roundtable discussion for the New York Times about women in punk. So she's even opened for Girlpool, which is incredible. And if you don't remember, if you hadn't tuned in at the beginning of my show, they were the very first song and the very first band that I chose to play. So definitely check both of them out, but that's incredible on her end. And just someone just tried to get into the studio and I was just like, I'm speaking. So it's safe to say her work is both cathartic and thoughtful, and she seamlessly demonstrates this in her refined songwriting process and with its tempered pacing and alternate tuning. And so you'll definitely see all of that and all of her passion for all the sad songs that she writes in today's picks. So they're both going to be off of her album Lush, which was released in 2018, both titled. The first one will be Speaking Term, and that'll be followed by Deep Sea. So make sure you tune in, because I'm about to play some Snail Mail for you. So that was Deep Sea by Snail Mail, and prior to that was Speaking Terms, also by Snail Mail. So I hope you enjoyed those two tunes, but just due to time constraints, I'm going to speed on through to the next band. So it is Japanese Breakfast, which is the solo moniker for Philadelphia, another Philadelphia musician. There might be a theme also in that. So their name is Michelle Zahner. So she began Japanese Breakfast began as a month-long song-a-day writing challenge during a break from her indie rock band Little Big League, who I've actually not listened to, so I might take a peek at them a little bit later. But she definitely houses a very intimate sound of like melodic, electric guitar accompanied, and a bit of a lo-fi set to her tune within Japanese Breakfast. So I'll be playing Roadhead off of their Soft Sounds from Another Planet, which was released back in 2017. So enjoy. Welcome back. So we've hit the last 4 minutes of my program, Sad Songs for Sad Women. I thank everyone who listened today. I know it's a pretty novel show, so it probably hasn't garnered that much of a base of listeners yet, but I'm hoping going into second semester that a lot of you sad women will join me on this very melancholic journey that I'm going on myself. And so if you have any recommendations, feel free to DM Radio Laurier's Instagram and I will access them and play them for you. If there's a band that you might feel, or a single artist or anyone, either female or female identifying, that is playing music that you think deserves a spotlight. I mean, that being said, also within our own community and within Laurier itself, feel free to send them over to radiolaurier.com. We also have a great music submissions program here. So if you feel that and you're making music that needs a platform and we can facilitate that in any way, definitely feel free to email music@radiolaurier.com. Just make sure to write a little bit about yourself and also include MP3s or Dropbox files, etc. So just make sure it's in a downloadable format and that we can definitely hear it, and hopefully we'll be able to play it on air at some point. So this is the last show for me for this semester, and after this week, starting December 3rd, there won't be any more shows until about the first or second week of January. So we'll keep you in tune with all of our updates through our Radio Laurier socials, but until then, it's Britt Kovacs, and I am your host of Sad Songs for Sad Women. I am going to end this show off with a song by Slow Pulp called Steel Birds, and it's off of, I'm assuming it's their single. I was just introduced to them this morning, so it was literally just added to this playlist about 5 hours ago specifically. So they're a four-piece band from Wisconsin, and here we go. So have a great day, everyone, and I hope to see you in the new year.